say United States against Hill, Reed and Hill. Mr. Willis.
Good morning, Your Honors. This is a case that was argued before this court in April of 2005, and it was limited remanded under Palladino later that year. And the issue came up during the course of the remand. By the way, the limited remand, the trial judge said that she would have sentenced Mr. Hill differently had she known that the guidelines were not mandatory.
And she, in fact, did. He got a huge discount. It went from 360 down to 226.
Well, we argued for an even greater discount.
I understand, but you already got a lot.
The issue that came up was once the case was remanded for resentencing, we took the view that during the arguments, there were three issues that we had argued. One had to do with severance, and the court had affirmed the district court's judge on the severance issue. The other had to do with the sufficiency of evidence, and that was affirmed. But the last issue was on the Sixth Amendment. We argued, among other things, that the trial court judge should not have enhanced Mr. Hill's sentence based on the drug amount. In that case, we had a special verdict form, and a jury had made a decision that Mr. Hill should be held responsible for 55 to 50 grams of crack cocaine. At sentencing, the trial judge enhanced that amount to 1.7 kilos of crack cocaine. And so we had argued that, and that issue had not been resolved, in our view, at the appellate level. In fact, the appellate court decision on that issue, although the other two issues have been affirmed, was to remand the case back on the Palladino.
But the Palladino remand assumes that you've resolved, that was the whole point of the procedure, you've resolved everything else there is to the case. There's a remaining issue, which is whether, now appreciating the discretion that Booker gives to the district court judge, the judge would have handled the sentencing differently. Doesn't say anything about, you know, by the way, you know, we think you failed to apply the obstruction of justice provision of the guidelines properly or anything else. We had quite a few cases during what I'll call the Palladino period where we simply found error in the calculation of the guidelines, now advisory provisions, and we didn't fool around with Palladino. We just sent those things back for resentencing.
I understand. And when we looked at this court's decision, there was no definitive finding on the Sixth Amendment claims that we made regarding these issues. So we raised them again.
Right. There was no paragraph, but I'm saying that the implication of a Palladino remand is that the rest of these issues have been resolved. The court doesn't always discuss every single point that's raised.
Well, what we did, what we tried to raise, and maybe this is the crux of it, once Booker became law, 3553A became the focus, and so we start raising issues under 3553A. And so, of course, the guideline is one of the factors, and so we re-argued the guidelines, and the judge, of course, said, I don't think I can do that. And we say, we think you can do that because 3553A commands that. And so that really became the issue. Could she re-look at the guidelines because 3553A, you know, the guidelines is one of those issues, and she said she couldn't. So that's why we're here today, and we think that that issue is still, at that time, unresolved. We looked at all the case law. That issue had not come up at the time. I don't know that it has come up since that time. So that's really the issue. We think that, and I could be very short at this point, we think that the court could have and was required to look at 3553A, including the guidelines. And she didn't look at the guidelines, and so we think that she was in error in not doing that.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Willis. Mr. Lausch.
Good morning, barely. Counsel and Your Honors, may it please the court. We'd ask you to affirm the judgment of the district court. It's relatively straightforward at this point. Mr. Willis, he just did not argue in the initial appeal, didn't raise at all any of the guideline calculations. It was pretty clear that in the initial appeal it was they were challenging the Sixth Amendment violation. As Your Honors know, at that point there was remanded back for a Palladino remand. Judge Bucklow said she would have given a different sentence. She did give a different sentence. But at no point during the initial appeal was there any specific argument from the defense about the drug amount, the obstruction of justice, or the career offender guideline. So for that reason, this is the law of the case. He should have raised it, and he didn't raise it beforehand. On the secondarily, I mean, even if there was some error, and it's not the government's position that there was any error at all, but one of those three guideline issues, in particular the career offender, had nothing to do with any factual findings. It was purely a matter of law. It was the career offender guideline. It dealt with one conviction in 1995 for aggravated discharge of a firearm. And again, that would have been a classic example, as you noted in your questions to Mr. Willis, where he could have raised that in the initial appeal and said, regardless of anything else, this one conviction should not have been a crime of violence under the career offender statute. That wasn't raised. And the evidence in the law that was in the record from the initial sentencing was pretty clear that Judge Bucklow got it right. And therefore, Mr. Hill, Mr. Willis's client, was a career offender. And why that is significant is even if you were to find any error, the guideline underneath the career offenders guideline here would have been 262 to 327 months. The sentence that was ultimately where that was given was 226 months, which was well below even that low end of that guideline based purely on matters of law. So unless there are any other or any questions from the court, I will sit down. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Lausch. Anything further, Mr. Willis?
We differ with the government. We did raise guideline calculations. We raised them in our brief. We raised them by arguing that the judge had the wrong calculation for the amount of the drugs. And we also raised that. We raised on the Sixth Amendment, but it's in effect raising the guideline calculation.
But it was kind of indirect. I mean, you weren't saying it was really, you know, 0.7 kilos, not 1.7. You were saying that the process by which that number had been reached was flawed.
Correct, yeah. But I think that's raising the guideline calculation, because the calculation we're saying should have been based on the jury's verdict form and not based on the judge's discretion at sentencing. So we were, in fact, raising it, and we raised it in the same way regarding the career offender and the obstruction of justice. So we did raise it, but we raised it in terms of the judge's discretion at sentencing. Okay. Thank you.
And Mr. Willis, you were appointed, were you not?
Yes, sir.
We thank you very much for your assistance to the court and your client. Thanks to the government.